From all of Washington to Kalamazoo, it's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win. Pitcher's Dipsy Doo, genius fastball pop right in.
This is it!
9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You're always talking about your crazy nights. One of these days you're gonna get it right. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Growing a lemon tree. I'm gonna burn it down and grow me something better. Yeah, yeah.
Blood on my hands, I'm on the fence, I double down. I swing and I miss, I'm kicking the ribs, in trouble now. Came from the dirt, back in the ground when I die. But I'ma survive, I got my ways. Oh, could you be a little less sour? Riding by the hour, and my heart's right into
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh,
4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing, all but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove. Does it? I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing. You prove something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball. Minute till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky talking, honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas two-step and that old cotton eye joe.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Fresh off a thrilling victory last night in extra innings, the Frisco Rough Riders are back in action today in the second game of this three-game series in Arkansas. Hi, everybody. Zach Bigley alongside you, and very happy to have you along wherever you may be on this Saturday evening. The Rough Riders with a 3-1 win last night in 11 innings, coming from behind, trailing 1-0 into the eighth. They were able to tie it up, and then two runs at the top of the 11th brought them the victory. Just a thrilling win for the Rough Riders, and a big one as they're now 4-3 in extra-inning games, and another extra-inning win here at Arkansas. It's their second that they've had this year. Overall, this has been a very good start to the series. The Rough Riders used 7 pitchers last night in their win, and Furo Zuna was electric, striking out 4 and 2 innings in extras to come away with the victory. He's now 5-0 on the season. Let's dive into the highlights from yesterday's ball game as the Rough Riders jumped out in front, or I should say did a really good job to make sure they picked up the victory in yesterday's game to start this 9-game road trip. And tied into the 9th inning, they were able to send it to extras. Let's rewind just a little bit. The Rough Riders trailed 1-0 going into the 8th inning, and with 2 outs and 2 strikes, an 0-2 count on Sandro Fabian, he was able to deliver the game-tying hit.
0-2. He lines it into left field, base hit down the line. Krim around third, he comes in to score. Here comes Strom to third, he's safe right there. Fabian up to second, we're tied in the 8th. An RBI double for Sandro Fabian, and the Rough Riders have tied it up with the Travelers at 1-1.
So Sandro Fabian comes through with an RBI double. We're tied at 1, and we go into extras, where the Rough Riders were able to get some base runners in the first couple innings, but couldn't push any across. That was really the theme the entire game, as the Rough Riders stranded 15, the Travelers stranded 13. The two teams went a combined 2-for-31 with runners in scoring position, but in the 11th inning, they were finally able to get that first run across. With runners at the corners after Jonathan Ornelas reached on an error by the second baseman Caden Polkovich, Justin Foscue stepped to the plate.
Right-hander's pit. Breaking ball, tapped in the air, right side, back to Loach. He's under it to make the catch. Stowers tags from third. He comes in to score, and the Rough Riders have the lead. Their first lead tonight, a sacrifice fly from Justin Foscue, and they lead 2-1.
Well, Justin Foscue gave the Rough Riders the lead at 2-1, and they weren't done quite yet. Next batter, Dustin Harris, looking for his first hit of the night.
One might do it. The pitch is lined hard past Shiner down the right field line. Ornelas on his horse around second. He's getting the windmill around third. The throw is not in time, and Ornelas comes in to score. RBI double for Dustin Harris, and the Rough Riders get a little insurance here in the top of the 11th. They lead 3-1.
So that did make it 3-1. Well, the Rough Riders, they weren't done yet. You have to play the bottom half of the 11th still. Ty Tiedemann came out, and after a one-out walk, put runners on the corners, a two-run advantage. Tanner Kerwer was at the plate, and a chance to end it for Tiedemann.
The 1-1. Ground ball to second. This could do it. Foscue has it. On to second for one. Throw to first. He got him. Riders win. 3-1 in 11 innings. The Rough Riders come away with the victory as Tiedemann rolls the ground ball double play to finish it off.
A thrilling victory last night. Rough Riders win it 3-1 over the Travelers to open the series, and we hope for more thrilling action here in Game 2. Yesterday, the Rough Riders turned to starting pitcher Zach Kent, and he poured in 3 innings, allowing just 1 run. He pitched really, really well, and we were able to catch up with him before today's game. The Rough Riders have sent Kent out for a lot of different times over the last 2 games, or last 2 years, I should say, but he's starting to work his way back up into his pitch count after missing some time 2 weeks with an injury. And we were able to split this one into 2 parts. So you'll hear part 1 of the interview today, part 2 of the interview pregame tomorrow, and we hope you're with us as well for the series finale tomorrow, coming your way at 1:35 with our first pitch time. So Zach Kent joins us on the other side of this break. It's the pregame show, Rough Riders and Travelers getting set for Game 2 of this series. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet-and-greet.
Breaking ball, strike three, call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Welcome back to the pregame show. We're joined by Zach Kent, yesterday's starter, and we'll start with this. A three-inning start for you yesterday as you're working your way back from some arm troubles. How are you feeling right now physically?
Feeling good. It was nice to have the little all-star break, kind of reset mentally and finish the second half strong. But, feel good.
How important is the all-star break in this long season to get those 4 days off or 3 days off and then come back for a workout and finally get back into things?
Yeah, I think it's good for guys, especially for me. I was in Arizona for the whole offseason, was there early, obviously, for spring training. So it's been like, I feel like it's been like 9 months since I've actually been able to like stop and take more than a Monday off. So with that all-star break coming up, it was more so just I still played catch and everything, but it was away from the field, you know, go somewhere to a park and play catch and then hang out by the pool and just reset kind of thing. And it was pretty good. And then you come back and it felt like it was the last day of school. Like when you show up on the workout day, you're like, hey, all right, guys, like we're back, you know. So it's pretty cool.
Did you do anything fun during the All-Star break?
No, I just hung by the pool and tried to get rid of that farmer stand.
As you go forward here in this season, your last few starts have been, you know, three innings or under, and you're trying to work your way back up. How important is that to get back into where you feel 100%?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm there now. I think as like going forward, it's just a matter of, I don't think they need to rush me. I think that everything now is just make sure I finish the year healthy. It's not, hey, let's go see if you can go six innings after you just done three. I think we're watching my arm and just making sure that I'm able to throw next year and not get hurt for some reason. But other than that, I mean, I've been 100% for the last 2-3 weeks that I've been pitching. But I think it's just part of the plan right now.
When you take a step back and look at the beginning of the season versus where you are right now, as Zach Kent joins us on the pregame show, how do you feel like you've improved and seen that success kind of go on as the season has gone on as well?
I think I had certain expectations when I came into the year. I was already in Double A before, and I thought I could just do what I did last year and what I was doing in spring training. And I just didn't throw the ball well and like with commanding where I wanted the ball to go. I had the same stuff, but I was just throwing a lot of balls, getting a lot of bad counts. So just one day I was like, I'm just throwing this thing over the middle, and it was in Wichita, and I went 7 innings and 9 strikeouts and like 2 hits. So I was like, all right, I'm back. And then I just started making the ball go where I want it to go. And then unfortunately after the Midland, kind of that put a cramp in everything. But now, I mean, I'm still doing that on a smaller scale. But I mean, I think after this last start, I should be ready to roll. But I mean, just eliminate the walks and I'm going to be all right kind of thing.
With all the information that you have nowadays, and you can look into everything going into a start and into an appearance, how important is it sometimes to take a step back and just be like, what if I just throw the ball and not look at everything so closely?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I did in Wichita. I didn't look at a single scouting report. I didn't care who was up in the box. I was like, I'm just going to throw this fastball where I want it to go. And if I don't hit the spot, all right, the next one's going there. So that's kind of what I did then. I mean, now I'm still reading hitters, and I think the mental side of the game has come a long way. I think I was already there pretty good beforehand, but like I said, the expectations kind of not meeting them. I kind of started going a little crazy and trying to do more rather than doing less and just letting me pitch and play. But yeah, I mean, I kind of just look at the normal stuff now. I look at like all of the expected averages, the expected. So when they hit a ball hard and it's an out, like, okay, that should have been a hit. So I know that, like, don't throw it there because he might fly out to the warning track every time, but he might hit a home run if I throw it there kind of thing.
That was part one of our interview with Zach Kent. We'll get part two tomorrow pregame as the Rough Riders take on the Travelers at 1:35 with the first pitch in tomorrow's game. We'll continue our pregame coverage before game two of the series with the first pitch coming up in just about 10 minutes here at Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Don't go away. We'll be back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, enjoy great seats together with your company, friends, family, church, or community group at Riders Field. Not only is there a discount for coming as a group, but there's also prepaid discounts on concession items. There is limited availability for the rest of the season, so reserve your suite now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. We're getting set for first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Travelers here in Game 3 of this, or Game 2, I should say, this six, or, well, I'm all over the place. Game 2 of the three-game series. It's a little bit odd with the three-game set and not a regular six-game set like you're usually used to seeing here in the league. It's one of two three-game series this entire season. The Rough Riders hosted Arkansas to begin the year, and now after the All-Star break, playing three games to finish out that quasi-six-game series spanned over a few months. So the Rough Riders will look to continue their good play lately, if you include that with the All-Star break in the middle. But on the other side, Arkansas, they have really struggled. Eight-game losing streak for the Arkansas Travelers entering into this one today. And they have really been giving up a ton of runs. Only three runs allowed to the Rough Riders last night, but that's been a bit of a statistical anomaly during this stretch for Arkansas. They have an over 11 ERA during this losing streak. It's really been a big struggle for them, and the Rough Riders look to tap that against Stephen Kulick today in his start. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams, and we start with the Frisco Rough Riders as announced by Jared Getter. Jonathan Ornelas starts things off at shortstop, then Justin Foscue at second base and Dustin Harris in left field. Blaine Krim at first base cleans things up, then Kellen Strom in center and Jax Biggers at third, who had three hits yesterday. And the bottom third of the order, Sandro Fabian in right field, Trey Hare the designated hitter, and Jordan Procession is the catcher today, rounding out the nine for the Rough Riders. Once again, it's Ornelas, Foscue, Harris, Krim, Strom, Biggers, Fabian, Hare, and Procession. The starting nine for Frisco. Tim Brennan gets the start for the Rough Riders this season. He has been very strong coming out of the bullpen and starting for Frisco. He's 2-3 with a 3.65 ERA. And this is the lineup he'll face for Colin Cowgill's Arkansas Travelers. Jack Larson starts things in left field. Then it's Joe Rizzo, the designated hitter, and Jake Shiner is the first baseman today, hitting third. Zach Deloach, Cade Marlowe, and Kaden Polkovich make up the middle third of the order at right field, center field, and second base, respectively. And the bottom third is Jake Anchia at catcher, Patrick Frick at shortstop, and Connor Hoover is the third baseman in today's ballgame. Once again, the lineup for Arkansas is Larson, Rizzo, Shiner, Deloach, Marlowe, Polkovich, Anchia, Frick, and Hoover. Stephen Kulick is the starter today for the Arkansas Travelers as he makes his fourth start in his career against the Rough Riders. They've all come this season. He's 0-1 with a 4.80 ERA head-to-head against Frisco. And overall this season, Kulick has really struggled. 4-8 with a 5.57 earned run average, and a lot of that damage has come really lately against Stephen Kulick. Over his last six starts, he is 0-5 with a 10.25 ERA, including a terrible start his last time out against Wichita. 2 2/3 innings, 11 runs on 12 hits. He allowed two homers as well, and he's looking for a bounce-back start. Rough Riders are hoping that doesn't happen. This has been a ballpark that has hosted a lot of pitchers' duels. We saw one last night, and Frisco, more than anything, is going to be looking to try and come up with some hits and runners in scoring position. Rough Riders went just 1-for-14 yesterday with runners in scoring position. On the other side, it was another struggle with runners in scoring position, as Arkansas also had just one hit, and the teams combined to strand 28 runners on the base paths. Well, both teams will look to tap into a little bit more of that offense after the four combined runs we saw in yesterday's ballgame in 11 innings of play. Rough Riders, winners of one in a row after they dropped the last two of the series against Midland last week. And Arkansas, as mentioned, the eight-game losing streak. It's a skid that is not quite historic, but pretty close. This is their first eight-game losing streak since 2017. Their longest losing streak, or I should say their last losing streak of more than eight games, when they lost nine in a row back in 2011. It's been a long, long time for the Travs. This is not the longest losing streak, though, in the Texas League this year. That goes to a team that the Rough Riders played a little part in. It was the San Antonio Missions when they lost 10 in a row at the beginning of the season. And then, of course, they went on to win the first half. So they're playoff bound despite a 10-game losing streak. Rough Riders hoping that Arkansas cannot break that streak today. Stephen Kulick and the rest of the Travelers take the field out in front of us, and we are just about set for first pitch here at Dickey Stevens Park. We'll take our final break, play-by-play of today's game, and first pitch is coming up right after this from Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas, on the Riders Baseball Network.
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for back-to-school night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet-and-greet.
Ravenboozer.
Gartenhoser.
Rulengroder.
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Join Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Cornelis on his way home, and he scored.
2-1.
High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
Hell, I'll never mind.
The Frisco Rough Riders are set to go for the second game of this three-game series in Arkansas. Fresh off an 11-inning win last night, Frisco looking to take the series against the Travelers. It's the AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers against the AA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners. And Jonathan Ornelas is in from the right side of the batter's box. We are ready to go here in Arkansas. Stephen Kulick looks in for his sign. The right-hander winds, and the first pitch of the game is popped up right side, back and out of play. And we are underway. 0-1 on Ornelas. 7:07 with the game's first pitch today. Just a couple minutes starting. And it's a hot one. 95 degrees our first pitch temperature. Kulick back into his wind and he deals home. Dots the outside corner for a strike. 0-2. Feels like of 102 degrees on a very warm day here in Arkansas. 0-2. Ornelas swings, punches it to shallow right field. Back is the second baseman, Polkovich, and he makes the catch. One away. Off the end of the bat, it looked like that it might have a chance to sneak down onto some grass, but Caden Polkovich able to ease back there and make the play. Justin Foscue stands in now for the Rough Riders. One out, no score. Top of the first inning, just underway. Stephen Kulick. The right-hander looks in for his sign, a deep breath. He winds and fires. Fastball outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Kulick making his fourth start this season against Frisco. In his last time out, he allowed 5 runs over 6 innings here in this park. 0-1. Low of the zone to Foscue, and it's 1-1. And he's looking to redeem what was a really tough start his last time out. 11 earned over 2 2/3 innings at Wichita last week. 1-1 is chopped foul at the plate, back behind home towards Dustin Harris in the on-deck circle. And the count is 1-2 now on Foscue. Overall this season, Kulick 4-8 with a 5.57 ERA, making his 18th start on the season. 85 2/3 innings, 88 strikeouts to 43 walks. He fires. Fastball high of the zone. 2-2. The 6'3", 210-pounder, 25 years old out of Houston, Texas. Former draft pick of the Dodgers back in 2018 in the 11th round out of Texas A&M. Was required for cash considerations right before the beginning of the 2021 season. 2-2. Grounder third base side and foul past manager and third base coach Jared Gettert for Frisco. And it's still 2-2 on the Riders' second baseman starting things off in the first. Defense behind Kulick looks like this. Jack Larson is out in left field. Cade Marlowe in center and Zach Deloach in right field. Connor Hoover at third. Patrick Frick at short. Caden Polkovich has second. Jake Shiner at first. And Jake Anchia is behind the plate. 2-2 on the way. Breaking ball misses inside. We're full at 3-2. Kulick squares his shoulders just a little bit to the left from our perspective of home. The payoff. High and inside, 4. But Justin Foscue coaxes a 1-out walk. And here comes Dustin Harris for Frisco. Harris, an RBI double in the 11th inning last night in the Rough Riders 3-1 victory. Now 4-3 in extra inning games on the season. Harris also walked three times yesterday. He went just 1-for-3. Open stance from the left side. And the first pitch on the way. Harris watches low of the zone. 1-0. Infield plays at double play depth behind Kulik. Rough Riders in their red uniform tops today. Right-hander kicks and fires. Hard liner right side and foul. And it's 1-1 to Dustin Harris, who just got out in front of that one. Frisco in the red uniform tops, the gray pants, red double R ball caps. On the other side, it's Marvel night here at Dickie Stevens Park. So Doctor Strange-themed uniforms for the Travs. They're black ball caps and white pants. 1-1 toss on the way to Harris. On the ground, right side, threw into right field for a hit. Foscue motors to second. He stops right there, and the Rough Riders are in business in the first inning. Two aboard and one out. Dustin Harris singles to the right side, and here's Blaine Krim. Krim went 1-for-6 yesterday, singling in his first at-bat in the second. And an 0-for-5 the rest of the way. Hitting 272 on the year, 13 homers, 52 runs batted in. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Swing and a miss and a good breaking ball away, and it's 0-1. Harrison Silverman has balls and strikes behind home plate. Tanner Dobson is our third base umpire and Willie Traynor at first base. Three-man Texas League umpiring crew. 0-1. Check swing. You went around on a pitch low and away and another breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders with a golden scoring opportunity here in the first inning, something they could not cash in on yesterday. Stranding 15 on base, the second most all season. Here's the right-hander's 0-2. Low and outside and misses, and it's 1-2. On top of that, the Rough Riders stranded a small boatload of guys in the base paths and couldn't hit with runners in scoring position, going just 1-for-15 last night. 1-2 toss on the way to Krim. He swings and misses on a pitch down low and inside with a fastball and strikes out. First strikeout for Stephen Kulik, two away in the first inning, and here's Kellen Strong.
Next up, number 14, the center fielder, Kellen Strong.
Strom hitting at 283 on the season, 6 homers, 19 RBIs, and 814 OPS. Really strong season for the former fifth-round pick out of San Jose State. Slightly open stance, white batting gloves, cocked to the right of his shoulder. The pitch. High, and it's 1-0. Strom last night a couple walks to extend his on-base streak to 33 consecutive games. Third longest in franchise history. Runners take their leads from first and second, two outs and a scoreless first. The pitch. Check swing on a breaking ball low and away. He was able to hold. 2-0. Over this on-base streak, Kellen Strom has walked at a furious rate, as you might imagine, with an on-base streak. A 455 on-base percentage for Kellen Strom over the last 33 games. The 2-1. On the inside corner, now it's 2-1. That was the 2-0. Strom has walked 24 times in the last 33 games. Kulik ready from the stretch. And he fires in the 2-1 pitch. Strom swings, fouls it off the glove of Anchia back behind home. And it's 2-2. Strom not happy with himself missing that one. That was the 21st pitch of this first inning for Stephen Kulik. Coming off a start in which he went just 2 2/3 innings. Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the 2-2. High and outside, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Right before that bad start he had against Wichita, he had a really good start here at home against Springfield. 6 shutout innings, 8 strikeouts. He's ready from the stretch. 3-2. Runners go. It's fouled away right side. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. And runners will take off on this next pitch as well. Foscue does not have great speed at second base. Harris has good speed at first. Rough Riders trying to draw first blood in the first inning. 3-2 toss. Low, ball 4. Well, the bases are loaded for the Rough Riders, and here's Jax Biggers. Kellen Strom reaches for his 34th consecutive game by walking here in the first inning. And Jax Biggers, who went 3-for-5 yesterday with 3 singles, stands in from the left side. Left-handers are hitting 56 points better on the season against Kulik. 287 and an OPS on 170 points higher. The base is loaded for the Rough Riders with Foscue at third, Harris at second, Strom at first, and Jax Biggers at the plate. Kulik winds back and deals. High and outside and misses. 1 ball and no strikes. Can't get a much better opportunity than this. Walk, single walk have loaded him. Kulik peels back the 1-0. Slider high and away. 2 balls and no strikes. 2 outs. The infield remains back into pull. Biggers hitting 301 on the year. The pitch on the inside edge for a strike, 2-1. Rough Riders have 2 grand slams this year, one of them in this building. Dustin Harris hit a grand slam last time the Rough Riders were here in Arkansas. Kulik issues in the 2-1. Just outside, 3 balls and 1 strike. Nowhere to put Jax Biggers. Got to put it in the zone right here. Kulik, a deep breath. 3-1 pitch on the way. High and away, ball 4, and the Riders are on the board. Third walk of the first inning for Stephen Kulik, and he walks in a run. Foscue comes in to score from third. Harris to third base. Strom to second. Biggers at first with an RBI. His 14th of the year, and the Rough Riders lead 1-0 here in the first inning. Sandro Fabian now, the 7th man up to the plate in the inning, as time is called, and the pitching coach, Sean McGrath, exits the dugout. He's going to go take a chance at calming down Stephen Kulik. As we highlighted, it's been a really tough stretch for the right-hander. 0-5 with a 10.25 ERA over his last 6 outings. That includes the 6 shutout innings he had 2 starts ago. There already is action out of the bullpen. Down the right side. Looks like it's Blake Wieman getting loose. Blake Wyman, I should say. So McGrath, the pitching coach, is back to the dugout. Second mound visit of the inning for the Travs. Harris at third, Strom at second, Biggers at first. Really good speed on all bases. And here's Sandro Fabian. RBI double in the 8th inning to tie the game last night. First pitch. Breaking ball inside. 1 ball, no strikes. Tried to front door him and missed. Fabian hitting .249 on the season. 10 homers, 34 runs batted in. 1-0 pitch. Chopper foul, third base side, right to Eric Dorton in the mouth of the dugout on the left side, home of the Rough Riders, and Dorton, a barehanded stop. The Rough Riders hitting coach. Nice play. 1-1 on Fabian. Runners take their leads. The offering in. Ground ball up the middle right of the second baseman. Polkovich, he fields, flips onto second, and they get the short out there. So the Rough Riders leave them loaded. They do get one run, though, on one hit. No errors and three left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning, and Tim Brennan is on the hill when we come back. It's the Rough Riders 1, and the Travelers coming to the plate after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
With love. Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. With the love.
Rough Riders get a run in the top of the first inning. They lead 1-0 on a bases-loaded walk by Jack Spiggers. And now into the bottom half of the first. Tim Brennan ready to go. And the first pitch to Jack Larson is flicked foul into the screen left side, 0-1. Tim Brennan, 6'5", 215-pound, 26-year-old out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Squared his shoulders to the third base dugout. And the right-hander back into his wind, the 0-1. Fouled away left side. And the count goes to 0-2 on Larson, starting things off for the Travelers, hitting .268, 6 homers, 35 runs batted in. Brennan looks over the top of his black glove, the 0-2. Outside, misses with the slider. One ball, two strikes. 2-3 this season with a 3.65 ERA, making his 12th appearance and 7th start this year. 1-2. Chopper right side of the infield. Foskey waits for it. Picks chest high, throws into first and gets him. One away. Going to see a lot of that today. Tim Brennan rolls ground balls at a furious pace. 56% of the balls put in play against him are on the ground, and that is, out of the four possible outcomes, a pop-up, a ground-out, a fly ball, and a line drive. A lot of balls on the ground. Here's Joe Rizzo. First pitch. Hard ground ball to the right side and through into right field past Justin Foskey, the second baseman, for a base hit. Joe Rizzo singles to right field. And that brings Jake Scheiner to the plate. Foskey was playing to pull for the left-handed batter and playing more towards the first base bag than he was the second base bag. That was a ground ball to his right. They got into right field. Rizzo beats the shift, and Jake Scheiner hits now. Both sides of the hit. Rough Riders with a run already. They lead 1-0 here in the first. First pitch to Scheiner. On the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Tim Brennan making his second appearance against the Travs this year. His other start here in this building was not one to remember. He deals. Breaking ball, hit on the ground is short. Ornelas has it, underhand to Foskey at second for one. Throw to first, got him, double play. Well, Tim Brennan allows the base hit, but rolls the twin killing. And the Rough Riders on a 6-4-3 double play are out of the first inning just like that. No runs a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base 1-0 Frisco to the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders already lead 1-0 as we go to the top of the second inning, and Trey Hare starts it off in the eighth spot for the Rough Riders against Stephen Kulick, who winds back and deals. Hare shows bunt, pulls back, takes a strike, lower edge outside corner at the knees, and it's 0-1. Frisco left him loaded in that first inning. Bases loaded walk from Jax Biggers, the lone tally they could get against Kulick. The pitch misses down low in the dirt. Ball and a strike to the Riders' designated hitter, hitting at 245 on the season, a team-high 15 homers and 48 runs batted in. What a month of July it's been for him so far. 1-1, slips outside, two balls and one strike. Hare in the month of July through 10 games, hitting 351, two homers, 11 RBIs over those 10 contests. 2-1, rip and a miss, and it's two balls and two strikes. He has a homer here in this building as well, hitting it off the batting cages in dead center. Picked on the batter's eye at Riders Field. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him up and away for strike three. One away on the strikeout for Stephen Kulick here in the second, and Jordan Procession stands in. 1-0 Rough Riders in the second. That homer to center field for Trey Hare was 459 feet off the batter's eye. I mean, that is a shot. It's the longest home run by any Rough Riders player at home this season. First pitch to Procession. He shows bunt. Pulls back, takes high and away. One ball, no strikes to the Riders catcher. 28th game this season for Pro. Offering in. Slips outside. And the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Procession, a long time in the Boston Red Sox organization, a former 14th rounder back in 2014. 1-1. Jumps out of the way of a pitch down low and inside. And actually, it's three balls and no strikes. Procession playing in his 401st career game in the minors. Congratulations on the milestone for Pro. 3-0 pitch. Outside corner for a strike, 3-1. Procession has logged a lot of games back behind the plate. 3-1 pitch. He swings and misses, 3-2. He's been invaluable to the Rough Riders this season. Here all season, despite not always being on the active roster. He's always been here to catch bullpens and fill in. 3-2. Slashed foul out of play left side. Still three balls, two strikes. Man, has he played with some really good players during his time in the minors. He was on an extremely talented Boston Red Sox High A Salem team. The pitch popped up left side and foul out of play. Still three balls, two strikes. in both 2015 and 2016. Rafael Devers was there, and he still says Devers is the best player he's ever played with in the minors. Perennial All-Star now for the Red Sox. 3-2 pitch. Away for ball four. A procession coaxes the walk with one out. Turns the lineup card back over for Jonathan Ornelas. 1-0 Frisco, top two, one out. That was a team in Salem that had, as mentioned, Rafael Devers, also Michael Kopech. Just a ton of talent. Here's the stretch from the right-hander Kolek. And he deals home. Just high of the zone. And it's one ball and no strikes. Procession takes his lead from first. The pitch in. Top of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-1. Yoan Moncada was also on that 2016 Salem team. Michael Chavis, too. 1-1 pitch. High and inside, two balls, one strike, and Procession was able to be with that team in their playoff run to the Carolina League Championship Series, where they eventually lost to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, Cubs affiliate at the time. Here's the stretch. 2-1 home. Just high and away, three balls and one strike to Ornelas. And he looked back very fondly on that team and in those memories. And he's been a part of a couple teams that made it to the championship series. Those teams, and then also the 2019 Tulsa Drillers losing to Amarillo. 3-1. In the air, right side and foul, 3-2. That was after he was picked up by the Dodgers organization as a free agent in 2019. In 2020, Procession was signed for the Cubs and was going to go play for their minor league system before the pandemic hit. In the last 2 years, he's been with the Rangers. Payoff pitch on the way. Actually, a throw over to first to check on the fleet-footed Procession. Catcher over there is not much of a stolen base guy. He does have three steals this year, though. Pick his spots. Here's the stretch. 3-2, runner goes. It's a strike. Throw down to second. Got him by a mile. Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. Ends things here in the second. So no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom half of the second inning. Rough Riders leading 1-0 over the Travelers on the Riders Baseball Network.
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for back-to-school night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet-and-greet.
Rappenboozer.
Gartenhoser. Ruhlengroder.
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone! Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
A Rough Riders lead 1-0 into the bottom of the second inning in game two of this three-game series from Arkansas. Tim Brennan back on the hill facing Zach Deloach. Here's the wind back of the pitch on the way. And misses down low and inside, one ball and no strikes. What a very interesting, contrasting top and bottom of the inning so far. As Brennan winds in the 1-0 pitch. Down and in, two balls, no strikes. Those two balls to start off this inning are more than he threw in the first. Seven pitches, six strikes in that first inning for Tim Brennan getting the double play behind him. He rocks in the 2-0. Down the heart of the plate for a strike. Two balls, one strike now to Deloach. Rough Riders had a 16-minute top of the first inning, and then Brennan threw seven pitches in the bottom half. 2-1. Chopper up the middle right to the shortstop, Jonathan Ornelas. He picks, throws over to first, and gets Deloach for the first down. Cade Marlowe makes his way to the plate. Four batters up, four balls on the ground off of Tim Brennan. That's what we're used to seeing. Cade Marlowe went 2-for-4 yesterday. And he stands in from the left side. 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom two. Here's the wind back in the first pitch. Brennan fits it low and inside, one ball, no strikes. Seventh start of the year for Tim Brennan. He has made 11 overall appearances. 1-0 pitch. Chopper right side of the infield, foul. One ball, one strike. He began the season in the bullpen coming off a lat injury that kept him off the opening day roster for the Rough Riders. And boy, did he pitch well out of the bullpen. Five games, 1-0 with a 0.79 ERA and 11 1/3 innings. It's been a little bit more of a struggle in the starter's role. Brennan was the opening day starter last year for the Rough Riders, so this is a role that he is more accustomed to. 1-1 pitch on the way. High off the outside corner, two balls and one strike to Marlowe. As he starts to settle things in, looks to shake off what was a bad start last time here in Arkansas. The 2-1 is chopped left side of the infield and foul. Jax Biggers was playing to pull. He had a long way to go to try and get it, but didn't matter. It was out of his reach and on the left side of the third base bag, so a foul ball, 2-2. Brennan, his last time here in Arkansas, allowing six runs, five earned over three innings. Offering in, hit in the air, foul left side, still two balls, two strikes. In that ball game, he allowed three home runs as well to this light-hitting Arkansas offense. Right-handers wind back, 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out with a slider low of the zone, and Tim Brennan picks up his first strikeout. Two away here in the second, 1-0 Rough Riders. Caden Polkovich stands in. Those home runs were to Rizzo, Connor Hoover, and Cade Marlowe, who he just struck out. Polkovich, left-handed batter, first pitch. Chopper right side of the infield, two hops to Blaine Krim at first. He fields underhand flip to Brennan covering his position, and he beats Caden Polkovich to the bag for the final out of this second inning. Nicely done for Tim Brennan. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. He's faced the minimum so far through two innings, allowing just one hit. Rough Riders lead 1-0 to the top of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders lead 1-0 to the top of the third inning from Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Justin Foscue starts it off for Frisco. And the first pitch, this is low and away, one ball and no strikes. Foscue walked and scored in the first on the RBI bases loaded walk by Jax Biggers. 1-0, high and tight, two balls, no strikes. It's the lone offense today. Not a lot of offense so far through the first two games of this series for either side. A lot of base runners, though. Wind back in the 1-0. On the outside corner for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Rough Riders stranded the bases loaded in the first inning. Only coming away with that one run. 2-1 toss. On the outside corner, a called strike, 2-2. Foscue yesterday singled in each of his first two plate appearances, giving him six multi-hit games in his 12 he's played in July. 2-2. Low and outside in the dirt. Three balls and two strikes. And that's just the kind of hitter Justin Foscue has been recently. He continues to hit around 270, 280, and a lot of doubles. Payoff pitch. Swinging a foul back at Anchia's glove for strike three. Fourth strikeout for Stephen Kulik, one away in the third, and Dustin Harris makes his way in. Riders leading 1-0 here in the top of the third. Harris singled for the lone Rough Riders hit so far back in the first inning. In from the left side, Kulik winds back and deals. Just low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Stephen Kulik was not the first Kulik to be drafted. His brother was the former number two overall selection in 2014. The 1-0 is swing and a miss, and it's one ball and one strike. He was said to be probably the hardest throwing high school pitcher ever to that point, right before he was drafted by the Marlins number two overall. 1-1, just outside, barely misses, and it's 2-1. Made it through the minor league system, through the Marlins, up to AAA, but has not pitched since 2019. Here's the wind back in the 2-1. Harris swings, skies it high in the air out to left center field. Cade Marlowe drifts over into left center. He's under it, makes the catch. Fly out to center field for Dustin Harris. Blaine Krim makes his way to the plate. Two outs here in the third, 1-0 Rough Riders. Tyler Kulik ended up never making the major leagues. Brady Aiken was selected with the first overall pick that year by the Astros and famously did not sign. He was then picked in the 17th round the next year by the Cleveland Indians at the time. First pitch to Krim is on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. And he also has not pitched since 2019. 0-1. Swing and a miss on a pitch low and away. 0-2. The first round was pretty good in 2014. You had some big-time players, most notably Matt Chapman, Trey Turner, Aaron Nola. Here's the wind back in the 0-2. Misses low and outside, one ball, two strikes, but it just goes to show you how tough it is to draft. The top six in the draft, only two have made a big major league impact. 1-2.
Swinging a chopper up the middle, the shortstop to his left. Frick picks from shallow center, throws on to first and gets Krim. And the side comes to a close in the third inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We'll continue this conversation as we go to the bottom of the third. 1-0 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone wants something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tim Brennan back to work in the bottom of the third inning. Rough Riders leading 1-0 over Arkansas. First go, a 3-1 win last night in 11 innings, trying to win the series today with a victory. Jake Anchia, Patrick Frick, Connor Hoover, bottom third of the order, due up for the Travelers. Anchia 1-for-4 yesterday with an RBI and a walk. Running ready to go as Anchia digs in. Here's the wind back by the right-hander, and he pitches. Fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. We were talking when we went to break about the draft in 2014, and it's crazy how hard it is to draft if you're a major league team. The 0-1. Soft tapper right side and foul. 0-2 on Anchia. If you look at the top 10 in the draft, in fact, the top 11, only four high school players were drafted. Brady Aiken, Tyler Kolick, Nick Gordon, and Alex Jackson. Aiken and Kolick never made it to the major leagues. Alex Jackson was drafted by the Mariners, traded to the Braves eventually. 0-2. Slips outside, 1-2. And he made it to the major leagues with the Marlins, but had a negative 0.9 war. He was never a big-time player. The pitch is hit in the air out to deep left center field. Long run for Kellen Strom, still going to the warning track. Reaches out, he can't get it. It falls in for a hit. And Chia around first on his way to second, and he stops right there with a double to lead things off in the third inning. So Jake Anchia starts things off with a two-bagger here in the third. It's the first extra base hit of the ball game for Arkansas. First extra base hit of the series as well. Here's Patrick Frick. Right-handed hitting shortstop, hitting .223 on the year. No homers, 12 RBIs. Brennan from the stretch, peers at second and deals. Rides inside with a fastball, 0-1. 1-0 Frisco, bottom three. And then Nick Gordon is in the big leagues right now with the Twins, but he hasn't had a substantial impact. The 1-0. Check swing and a breaking ball, 0-away. 2-0. He's played in 73 games each of the last two seasons. The 0.4 war. And a below average OPS. So you have your four high school guys. None of them have been a big impact. 2-0, it catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1.
been some high school or college guys, I should say, who have had big impacts. Carlos Rodon was taken third overall. Kyle Schwarber fourth overall in that 2014 draft. 2-1 toss. Fouled straight back, and it's 2-2. Nobody out. Runner at second. Bottom three. 1-0 Rough Riders. Aaron Nola was the biggest of the top 10. Taken out of LSU by the Phillies, and he has been as advertised. One of their best starters over the last 8 years. Another strong season for him this year with a 3.13 ERA. Just goes to show you how hard it is to draft, and nothing is ever a sure thing. The 2-2. Chopper right side, tough play. Foscue retreats into shallow right. He makes the play, but there's no play at first base as Krim, the first baseman, went over to try and grab it. And Tim Brennan could not beat Frick over to first base. So everyone safe on a double and an infield single. Runners on the corners now. 1-0 Rough Riders. Bottom half of the third inning. Arkansas is threatening with Connor Hoover due up in the nine hole. Hoover homered against Tim Brennan last time these two teams played each other. A right-hander ready from the stretch. He deals. Fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Hoover has not had a good offensive season, just 165 with five homers and 22 RBIs. Tim Brennan would love to get him into a ground ball right here. The 0-1 just off the plate. It's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders infield is playing back, so they'll give up the run for two outs with nobody out in the inning. Here's the stretch by Brennan, and he pitches home. Broken bat looper out to second. Foscue right there. He makes the catch, and there's the first out. Kind of a cross in between a pop-up and a line drive, softly hit out to second base, and Foscue is right there to make the catch. Now Jack Larson takes his turn now. Larson a ground out to second back in the first. 1-0, Frisco leads it. Top of the lineup card now for Arkansas with runners on the corners. Brennan delivers. Outside corner slider for a strike. 0-1. The way Jonathan Ornelas is positioned right now at shortstop, a ground ball to him, he'd have to race to the bag and step on it for the double play. 0-1. Check swing on a high pitch, and he was able to hold. One ball and one strike. Foscue is manning the entire right side of the infield at second base with Krim holding on Patrick Frick at first. 1-1 on Larson. The pitch home. Inside corner for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. By far the best scoring opportunity today for Arkansas. First time they've had a runner in scoring position with Anchia at third. Pitch home. Ground ball the opposite way to short. Backhanded stop. Ornelas only played a first. He throws that way and gets him, but Anchia comes in to score, and we are tied at one. Frick down to second base. Larson out at first with the RBI ground out. Two outs for Joe Rizzo. Tied at one here in the bottom of the third. Here's the look in by Brennan. And the right-hander deals home to Rizzo. This is high, fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders drew first blood in the first, and we're now tied here in the bottom of the third. No Rizzo singled back in the first inning. Pitch home. Tapper right side of the infield and foul. Thank you. One ball and one strike on Rizzo. Brennan ready from the stretch. He fires in the 1-1, a swing and a miss. Fastball right by him. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Tim Brennan would love to escape this without allowing more than the one run. Here's the stretch. Brennan's 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a changeup away. And he picks up his second strikeout. Side retired in the third. One run across on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Brand new ball game at 1-1. We go to the top of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The series of Texas baseball legends continues in 2022 at Riders Field on Wednesday, August 10th, as Bobby Witt Sr. comes to town. The father of current Royals infielder Bobby Witt Jr., Sr. played over 10 seasons with the Texas Rangers in his 16 years in the majors.
He did it! Four strikeouts in an inning.
Tickets are sure to go fast. Get yours now at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom begins things for the Rough Riders in the top of the fourth inning, tied at one. Rough Riders and Travelers. Here's the wind back and the pitch home. Hard ground ball up the middle. Patrick Frick at short to his left. He swallows it up, slings it on to first, and gets strong. One pitch, one out here in the fourth inning. Jax Biggers now. Bases loaded walk, his first trip in the first inning. That's produced the Rough Riders' only run, as Stephen Kulick has thrown a fair share of pitches, 65 through three innings, and now there's his 66 on the first pitch of this fourth. But he's only surrendered the one run on one hit so far. It was a long first inning for him, in which he walked three batters. So Jax Biggers stands in as Kulick had to tie his shoe. He winds back, and the first pitch. Down low and inside, one ball, no strikes. Kulick, the number 27 prospect in the Mariners organization. The 1-0 pitch outside, two balls, no strikes. It's been a tough season for him so far with the ERA hovering near six. But it's part of a very loaded pitching staff here in Arkansas. 2-0. High and outside, three balls, no strikes. This weekend is a perfect example. Rough Riders don't even see Levi Stout, but he's the number 8 prospect in the organization. You know, Emerson Hancock, who's a top 5 prospect. 3-0. Catches the upper edge outside corner for a strike, 3-1. And then tomorrow you see the ERA leader in the Texas League, Taylor Dollard. A lot of strong pitching here in Arkansas. 3-1. Outside, ball 4. Well, Jax Biggers works a walk with one out here in the fourth inning, and Sandro Fabian makes his way to the plate now. Tied at 1, top of the fourth inning. And that's what makes it so crazy, that this Arkansas team had an over 11 ERA last week, and they still have an over 10 ERA during this 8-game losing streak. Allowed 15 home runs in the 6 games in which it's on. Pitch home to Fabian. Breaking ball outside, one ball, no strikes. Yesterday, Emerson Hancock threw 5 shutout innings in his start, and that was very unlike starting pitchers recently for the Trags. 1-0 pitch on the way to Fabian. High fly ball hit out to deep left field. Larson back to the warning track, looking up off the wall. Biggers around second on his way to third. He gets the stop sign right there. Fabian a head first dive into second with a double. Sandro Fabian with doubles in consecutive days, and the Rough Riders have 2 in scoring position with 1 out in this 4th inning. Boy, he hammered that ball to the left field off the middle of the wall and left. His 13th double of the year. And Trey Hare stands in now. Rough Riders with a chance to take the lead with a base hit. Infield comes in now for the Trabs. Just 1 out. Trey Hare at the plate. First pitch. He swings and misses. A high fastball and it's 0-1. Sandro Fabian with a walloping double to left. Runners at second and third. Across the infield, Hoover at third, Frick at short, Polkovich at second, Shiner at first, all in on the grass. 0-1 pitch. Inside, and the count goes to 1-1. Quickly to finish up that point on Hancock. His 5 shutout innings yesterday were huge because starting pitchers over the last 11 games for Arkansas had really struggled. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way. Just outside. 2-1. Over the last 11 games, 36 1/3 innings for Arkansas starting pitchers. An 11.64 ERA. Ouch. That's no fun. 2-1 pitch on the way to Hare. High pop-up. Right field, Zach Deloach heading back. He's under it. Biggers tagging from third. There's the catch in right. Biggers heading home. The throw on a line is in time, and he got him. What a dart from Zach Deloach in right field. And we remain tied at 1 on the double play. Wow, what a throw. We go to the bottom of the 4th inning, still knotted at 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes 1 home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Reach the home half of the 4th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Rough Riders had a good scoring opportunity in the top of the 4th, squandered on a double play on a fly out to right field, and Biggers thrown out at home trying to tag and score. Here's Jake Shiner now, and the first pitch slips outside from Tim Brennan. 1-0. Bottom half of the 4th inning here in North Little Rock. 1-1 ball game. The score looks very familiar, almost like we had it last night. The 1-0 is fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. It was tied at 1 after 8 innings, and that was our score. going all the way through until the top of the 11th when the Rough Riders scored two. Here's the wind back by the right-hander Brennan, the 1-1 home. It's fouled away right side. 1-2. Used to seeing these scoreless or very little scoring ball games here in this building where the ball does not carry. Here's the wind back in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a fastball down low and inside. Strikeout number three for Tim Brennan. One away for Zach Deloach, who just threw that laser beam from right field for the double play in the top half of this inning. It was a one-hop strike right to Jake Anchia, who applied the tag down on Jax Biggers. Brennan's pitch. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Deloach grounded out to short in the second inning, his first trip. Here's the wind back by the righty, the pitch. Inside, one ball and one strike. It's been a pitching staff in Arkansas that has been one of the best in the league, if not the best in the league, all season. They just lost that crown to Wichita with this tough series. The 1-1, a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. But especially here at home, Arkansas has been dominant. There are some very hitter-friendly parks in the Texas League, and this is certainly not one of them. The pitch, inside, it's two balls and two strikes. Wichita has the best ERA in the league by .02 points right now. If you look at home games, Arkansas has the best ERA in the league. The pitch is just outside. Three balls and two strikes. A 3.56 ERA at home games. The other team that's near them won't surprise you if you follow the league. 3-2 pitch. Just low and outside for ball four as Brennan thought it was strike three. Procession thought it was strike three. But Harrison Silverman didn't, the home plate umpire. Cade Marlowe steps to the plate now. 1-1 ball game, bottom four. Arkansas and San Antonio had the two best home ERAs in the league. Those are the two best pitcher-friendly ballparks. And it doesn't surprise you at all if you've been following the league as well that Amarillo has the highest ERA at home in the league. The pitch, down low and inside. Marlowe kicks his back foot away from it. It's one ball and no strikes. A 7.27 ERA for Amarillo at home. And probably the most alarming of all factors. They've allowed 103 home runs at home this year. And that is first by a long shot. The 1-0. Chopper right side of the infield, foul. 1-1. Amarillo has allowed 103 home runs. 24 more than the next closest, Springfield. The Rough Riders will be heading in just a couple days. On Tuesday, they'll open a six-game series with the Cardinals for the first time since 2019 at Hammonds Field. Amarillo, that place is a bandbox. The ball flies there. Pulse side shift on the infield for Marlowe. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball to the right side of the infield. Foscue has it to second for one. Throw to first. Not in time. Marlowe can fly, and he was able to beat it out. So fielder's choice goes 4-6. That's a double play on most guys in most lineups at this level, but Marlowe can really run. He's 25 steals this year. Caden Polkovich makes his way to the plate. 1-1 ball game, bottom four, two outs, runner at first. Here's the right-hander's stretch, and Brennan pitches home. It's on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. So given the nature of this ballpark, which has surrendered the second fewest home runs by any home team in the league this year, only to San Antonio. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Down low and inside, and did it hit Polkovich? No, it didn't. It skips away into the left side of Procession, and he runs over and grabs it, but not before Marlowe scampers down to second on the wild pitch, 1-1. A very odd play. It hit off Procession, not off Polkovich like it originally looked like. Tied at one here in the bottom of the fourth. Arkansas has allowed just 32 home runs at home this year. San Antonio allowed 20 this year in 41 games. That's ridiculous. Talking about a park where the ball does not carry at all. 1-1. Inside, this one hits him. Looked like a cutter that got away from him inside. So hit by pitch puts Polkovich at first, Marlowe at second, and Jake Anchia, who doubled his last time up, stands in. Tied at one, bottom half of the fourth inning with two outs and a conference on the mound. If you ask where the Rough Riders fit in all of this, the Rough Riders have surrendered the third most home runs at home of any team in the Texas League. 61 in their 45 games. Even with that being said, they're middle of the pack in terms of home ERA at 4.59. While they're tied for the second most shutouts at home this year with four. Overall this season, the Rough Riders have more shutouts, eight, than any team in the Texas League. Four of those came in an eight-game span in July. First pitch to Anchia. On the outside corner, a called strike of the knees, 0-1. Runners at first and second, two down. Tie ball game, bottom four. Big at-bat here to Jake Anchia. Right-handers ready from the stretch in the 0-1. Curveball whacked in the air, foul right side, 0-2. And a very interesting ball game with the pace. Not necessarily a slow pace to this point, but not the pace you'd expect in a 1-1 game. That's what we saw last night as well. Played a 3.38 ball game with only four runs combined scored over 11 innings. 0-2. Just inside. One ball and two strikes. Still remarkable to think that last year, 3.38 was definitely a long game, but 11 innings, it would never be 3.38. Closer to the four-hour mark. Pitch clock has done wonders. 1-2. Soft tapper back to the hill. Brennan has it chest high. Runs over to first. Underhands it to Krim. And there's the inning. So Tim Brennan allows some base traffic, but gets out of it unscathed. No runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on. Top five coming up. Rough Riders and Travelers deadlocked at one on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jordan Procession starts things for Frisco in the fifth inning. Riders and Travelers tied at one here in North Little Rock. Stephen Kulik back out for his fifth inning of work. And the right-hander winds back, deals. Procession takes high and away. One ball, no strikes. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. If you were just to watch this first inning, and you'd say, yeah, Stephen Kolick will be back out for the fifth. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt, and it's 1-1. Say, are you crazy? Stephen Kolick pitched a ton of pitches in that first inning. Three walks, including one with the bases loaded. The offering catches the outside corner, and it's 1-2. But he has really settled in since then. He's only allowed one base hit since that first inning. It was the double by Sandro Fabian off the wall and left. As the pitch misses low, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. So really strong stuff from Kolick to settle in and shaking off what was a really bad start his last time out last week in Wichita. 2-2. Off the outside corner, 3-2. He allowed 11 runs in 2 2/3 innings in that start. Tim Brennan's been good on the other end, though, as well, for the Rough Riders. That's what's led to our 1-1 score. Procession calls time and steps out. Arkansas trying to snap an 8-game losing streak and trying to avoid losing 9 in a row for the first time since 2011, 11 years ago. Payoff pitch. Hard liner down the right side, into right field. A base hit rolls down into the corner. Procession picking him up and putting him down over to second, and he stops there. Fifth double of the year for Jordan Procession. It starts to lead things off in the fifth. Got out in front of it, whacked it down the right field line to the pole side. And he's aboard for the second time today to turn the lineup card over for Jonathan Ornelas. Great to see Procession picking up the extra base hit. If you can get that production from your catchers, that is huge. Procession has done a wonderful job filling in when he is needed. Matt Watley was the primary catcher for the Rough Riders to begin the season. He's now up in AAA. First pitch. Ornelas chops it right side of the infield. Polkovic has it go off his glove into shallow right. Procession around third. Deloach is thrown to the plate. Not in time. Procession comes in to score, and the Rough Riders lead 2-1. Polkovic was angling back and over to his left. He reached out, and it went off the very tip of his glove, though it definitely a makeable play. And it went out into shallow right field. Procession comes in to score, and the Rough Riders jump out in front 2-1 here in the fifth. Ornelas aboard on the air, no RBI. Here's Justin Foscue, the pinch. Hardliner foul left side. And it's 0-1. An error on Arkansas's Caden Polkovic for the second consecutive day. And the Rough Riders lead. Procession getting it going with the RBI double, and Ornelas putting them all in play, as he does so well. Pitch home to Foscue. He swings, pops it sky high in the infield. Frick at shortstop, called off by Polkovic. The second baseman makes the catch. There's the first out of the inning, and Dustin Harris climbs in now. He has one of the Rough Riders' 3 hits. One for 2 day. Singled back in the first inning through the right side. Harris with 58 runs batted in. Here's the stretch. And the offering on the way. A line drive to center field right at Cade Marlowe. Backs up a couple steps. Makes the head high grab. 2 outs here in the fifth inning. Blaine Krim makes his way in. Dustin Harris trying to attack the first pitch. Hit it hard, but right at the center fielder. His 58 RBIs continue to pace the team. And currently plays sixth in the Texas League. Blaine Krim 0 for 2 today in from the right side. First pitch. Low and outside. Misses, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Riders first baseman Krim hitting 305 in the month of July in 14 games. 1-0 pitch. High chopper in the infield up the middle. Caden Polkovich leaves his feet to grab it. And from shallow center, throws him out at first. Side comes to a close in the fifth inning. One run across, though, for the Rough Riders. It is unearned on one hit, an error, and one runner left on base. 2-1. Frisco leads it as we go to the bottom of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends, welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet and greet.
Breaking ball, strike three call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tim Brennan back out for his fifth inning of work, and this time with the lead. It's 2-1 Rough Riders. First pitch to Patrick Frick. Catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Frick has singled back in the third. He's 1-for-1. Rough Riders getting the lead in the top of this fifth inning. Pitch home. Low and outside. It's 1-1. Jordan Procession doubling, and then he came in to score on the fielding error by Caden Polkovich, the second baseman. Ball put in play by Jonathan Ornelas. Brennan winds back, issues in the 1-1. Hard liner into left field, drops in front of Dustin Harris. Patrick Frick aboard with a leadoff single in the fifth. He didn't play in the opener. He's 2-for-2 to start the second game of the series. Brings the 9-hole hitting Connor Hoover to the plate. 2-1 Rough Riders as the sun sets in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Wispy white clouds turning a pinkish-orangish hue as the sun sets. First pitch to Hoover. Slashed foul the opposite way, left side. 0-1. Hoover lined out softly to second his first time up. Left-handed batter against the right-handed throwing Tim Brennan. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch. Fouled back. 0-2. Brennan's in really good shape with his pitch count. He's gone 5 innings in each of his last 3 starts. Those are all season highs for him. He allowed 4 runs over 5 innings in his last start, but 5 shutout innings before that against San Antonio. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. One upstairs. And picks up his 4th strikeout. One away after the leadoff single. Top of the order in Jack Larson. Third time through for Arkansas. 2-1 Frisco out in front. And Tim Brennan really spinning it well tonight. He rocks in the first pitch. Chopper right side of the infield. Foscue has it at second. Throws to second for one. No throw to first. So they get the short out on the fielder's choice, eliminating Frick at second. And Larson aboard at first base. Another ground ball with the opportunity to turn it. The way Foscue is playing in the pole side shift, he's really far away from second base, so he has to go a long way. It's a longer throw. And the two guys that have grounded into the fielder's choices that have gone 4-6 can really run in Jack Larson and Cade Marlowe. Here's Joe Rizzo. Pitch home. Breaking ball outside. One ball, no strikes. 2-1 Rough Riders, bottom half of the fifth inning here in Arkansas. Rizzo 1-for-2, a single in the first. Right-hander's pitch. Broken bat looper up the middle, picked on a short hop by Ornelas from short. On the right side of the second base bag, he throws to first and gets Rizzo, and the side comes to a close in the fifth. Nicely worked by Tim Brennan. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on base. Top six coming up. Rough Riders, a 2-1 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders lead 2-1 as we go to the top of the sixth inning, and it's a call to the bullpen for the first time tonight for the Travelers. Blake Wyman takes over for Stephen Kulik. And the left-hander replaces the footsteps of the right-hander. First pitch to Kellen Strong. He shows bunt, pulls back, and takes all the way inside. Hit him on the foot. And Strom pinwheels his way down the first baseline. He tried to get out of the way of it by spinning, and he just kept on spinning down the right side. So first pitch, a hit by pitch. Here's Jax Biggers. Stephen Kulik, in his five innings, ended up to be a strong start for the right-hander. Five innings, three hits, two runs, one earned. Four strikeouts, five walks. Jax Biggers climbs in, a couple walks today. Left-hander delivers home. Breaking ball catches the outer edge for a strike, 0-1. Pull side shift on the infield for Biggers. Offering in. High pop-up right side, shallow right field. Deloach coming in. Second baseman Polkovic under it. He makes the catch. One away, and here's Sandro Fabian. Blake Wyman was a former eighth-round selection of the Pirates out of Kansas in 2017. He was released on June 27th by the Pirates organization from AAA Indianapolis and was picked up by the Mariners organization in July. First pitch on the way to Fabian. High pop-up left side, foul territory. Hoover coming in from third near the third base coaching box. Coming in a little further, and he makes the catch. Two outs, and here's Trey Hare.
Next up, number 11, Trey Hare.
2-1 Rough Riders. Top of the sixth. So far in an Arkansas uniform, four outings for the left-hander. A 7-1-1 ERA. He's allowed five runs and six and a third. Five strikeouts, no walks. The tough go for him in Indianapolis. 12 outings, a 7.27 ERA. First pitch to Hare. Check swing. He went around and a pitch low and away on a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. It's his second straight season in AAA Indy. Last time he pitched in AA was in Altoona, the curve, back in 2019. He deals in. Strom takes off, swing and a miss. No throw to second. It's another stolen base for Kellen Strom. His fourth in five attempts. That's now three steals in the last two games. Kellen Strom starting to swipe some bags at Thief. 0-2 on Trey Hare. Left-hander's pitch. Way away and in the dirt. And it's one ball and two strikes. Last stint at AA for Wyman actually was really good. 2019 in Altoona, 16 outings, a 1.86 ERA. AAA had not been so kind to him, and AA so far this year here in Arkansas hasn't either. 1-2. Tapper up over the hill, charging the shortstop Frick. He picks, throws to first, and he just got him. Heck of a play by Patrick Frick. And that retires the side in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Runner left on base. Bottom six around the corner. Rough Riders leading 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest lazy river party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the lazy river.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Brent Wolfram takes over in the sixth inning. Rough Riders, a 2-1 advantage over the Arkansas Travelers in the second game of this series. Five strong innings in his start for Tim Brennan. Jake Shiner in the three spot starts it off against the left-hander on the hill, Grant Wolfram. First pitch. Just inside, one ball and no strikes. Final line for Tim Brennan tonight. Here's the stretch. And the offering on the way. Rip and a miss and a fastball 1-1.
Brennan goes five innings, allowing one run on four hits. Four strikeouts to one walk. Really strong stuff. 1-1 pitch. Chopper foul back behind home, and it's 1-2. And for Grant Wolfram, this is a great opportunity to get back up on his feet. It's been a tough few outings in a row for him. Here's the stretch, and the 1-2 pitch. Slider high and away, 2-2. Wolfram has allowed a run in three consecutive outings. 2-2. High and outside. Three balls and two strikes. And that's coming off a stretch where he went scoreless in seven of eight outings before that. He allowed a run in 2 2/3 innings at San Antonio, but it was the series against Midland that really hurt him. 3-2. High and outside. Ball four. He came in on July 14th and allowed a couple runs in an inning. But it was the final game of the series that really struck a chord, allowing a grand slam. Walked two, hit a batter to load the bases, and then gave up the grand slam, just a third of an inning. Pitch on the way is high and tight to DeLoach, and it's one ball and no strikes. Leadoff walk to Jake Shiner. 2-1 Rough Riders, bottom six. The ERA was all the way down to 4.86 for the left-hander. The 1-0. Flared foul left side, and it's one ball and one strike. And now it's ballooned all the way up to 6.23. Wolfram was really pitching well. Looked like he turned a corner. That fastball was electric. Here's the stretch. 1-1 pitch. Slider high. Two balls, one strike. But it's kind of all come unraveling in the last few. Especially those last two. And this is a great place to get that control back and get back to the pitcher he was during that eight-game stretch. 2-1. High pop-up left side. Ornelas, the shortstop, into shallow left field. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Tough skies this time of night. Ornelas able to locate it, though, and put it away. We've already seen a few different balls get lost up in the air by defenders on both sides in the first game of this series. And last time the Rough Riders were here in Arkansas, during these twilight skies, the ball can just disappear. Cade Marlowe stands in now. 0 for 2 today, the center fielder. Left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. First pitch. This is high and outside, one ball, no strikes. This is where you have a right-handed starting pitcher and you go to a left-hander first out of the bullpen. It's where Jared Gettert, Riders manager, trying to get the advantage. 1-0 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss and a good pitch off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders, after using seven pitchers last night and having Nick Starr getting placed on the injured list before today's game, are slightly under where you'd want to be in terms of availability out of the pen. 1-1. High pop-up left side and foul, 1-2. They do have Josh Smith available and Mark Church as well. So it'll be those two, including Wolfram, to finish out this game. And hopefully Leiter will go deep tomorrow. Pull side shift on the infield for Marlowe. Left-hander stretches. 1-2 pitch. High and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Marlowe 0 for 2, the center fielder with a strikeout, and he bounced into a fielder's choice tonight. 2-1 Frisco, bottom half of the sixth inning. Wolfram brings it home. Breaking ball tapped off the end of the bat, back to the hill. Wolfram has it onto second, and that's the only play. Marlowe runs really well, and Wolfram's throw was offline. Ornelas, instead of getting the throw
to his left to take his momentum towards first base. Got a throw that was on his right side where he had to stretch out, keep his foot on the bag, and get the sure out. So the fielder's choice allows Marlowe at first base 1-6 on the fielder's choice. Two outs here in the sixth inning. And Caden Polkovich makes his way to the plate. Still just seven hits combined between these two teams with the three runs combined as well. First pitch, Polkovich skies it in the air right side of the infield. Blaine Krim under it, and the Riders' first baseman puts it away for the final out of the sixth inning. So a leadoff walk, no harm, no foul. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Or one runner left on base, I should say. We go to the top of the seventh. Riders clinging to that 2-1 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
One and two due up for the Rough Riders in the top of the seventh inning. Frisco with a 2-1 advantage here in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Zach Bigley with you. Happy to have you along. It has been a very short trip here to Arkansas. It'll finish off tomorrow. First pitch on the way. Procession watches a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. The Rough Riders will have this three-game series, then six in Springfield. The day off on Monday. 0-1 pitch. Up high of the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. We'll finish off the series tomorrow at 1:35 with the first pitch. Love for you to join us on the Sunday matinee. 1-1 toss. Breaking ball tapped in the air. Clips the top of the netting above the Riders' dugout, and caroms right down into it. One ball, two strikes. Here's the stretch from Wyman. And it delivers home. Procession puts it off the end of the bat in the air, left side. Long run, Connor Hoover from third into foul territory. Reaches out, it's off the tip of his glove on the warning track, and he crashes into the netting down the left side. Still one ball and two strikes, no error. Really good crowd here on this Saturday night. 5,192. In attendance. Left-hander from the stretch. 1-2 pitch. Swinging a foul back in Anchia's glove. He hangs on. Strike three. First strikeout for Wyman. One out. Jonathan Ornelas, top of the card, makes his way to the plate. 0 for 3 today. Just 1 for 9 in the series. Ornelas entered in, the leading hitter in the Texas League, actively, 320 batter. Wyman ready from the stretch, and he deals home to the right-handed batter. Breaking ball, shuttles inside, one ball, no strikes.
Seen Ornelas not necessarily struggle, but had that batting average dip just a little bit recently. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch on the way. Hard ground ball foul left side. And it's one ball and one strike. And really, more than anything, it's been Ornelas becoming more human than struggling to hit. He was just hitting so darn well at the beginning of the year. And really, all the way through June, hitting .350 for a majority of the season. His numbers aren't quite at that level right now. It's starting to dip a little lower, but he's hitting for more power and more extra base hits. 1-1. Low of the zone. 2 balls and 1 strike. 9 home runs, a career high. Ornelas had 2 in that Midland series. .21 pitch on the way. High pop-up right side foul. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2-1 Rough Riders, top 7. There's no doubt Ornelas has been one of the breakout players in the Rough Riders, of course, but also the Texas Rangers organization throughout this entire season. 2-2. Breaking ball, just low. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Ornelas definitely going to make his way on some prospect lists. The former high school draft selection out of the high school ranks in Arizona. The third round. He was the 10th youngest player in the Texas League when the season started at 21 years old. He's now 22. 3-2 pitch. A liner into shallow left field that drops in for a hit. Ornelas has his first hit today. Rough Riders with a one-out base runner here in the seventh. Line drive single to left, and Justin Foscue stands in. And even though Ornelas isn't hitting as much recently, he's currently on his longest hitting streak of the season. That was his, or extends the streak, I should say, 9 games after that hit. Also, his longest on base streak of the season at 9 games as well. Really good to see. First pitch to Justin Foscue. A high fly ball to left center field. Larson chasing after it. He scuttles under it, makes the catch. 2 outs. Dustin Harris now. And time called. Here's Colin Cowgill out of the dugout. And the manager is going to go get Blake Wyman. So pitching change mid-inning here in the seventh. Rough Riders lead 2-1. Frisco trying to hand Arkansas their 9th consecutive loss. We'll have to add on to some more offense here against a different pitcher in this seventh inning. We'll step aside, return Vicki Stevens Park after these messages on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jake Haber takes over, out of the bullpen for the Arkansas Travelers. Rough Riders lead by a score of 2-1. Haber takes over for Blake Wyman, goes an inning and two-thirds in his outing, allowing just one hit. He's still responsible for the man at first base in Ornelas. No walks, one strikeout for Blake Wyman. Jake Haber, a guy we've seen a lot of over the last 2 years. Pronounced Haber, looks like Haberer. It's H-A-B-E-R-E-R. Out of Eastern Illinois. Pitching in his second season here in Arkansas. Making his 29th appearance this year. 1-2, a 6.67 ERA. 39 strikeouts in 27 innings to 18 walks for him. He's ready from the stretch. And he fires in. Upper edge inside corner for a strike, 0-1. He's making his 7th appearance against the Riders this season. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home. Swing and a miss and a good offering. Harris over the top of it, down low and inside, 0-2. He's been really good against the Rough Riders, even though he struggled against the league. Haber, a 1.93 ERA against Frisco. Only allowed one earned over 4 2/3 innings. He kicks in the 0-2. Breaking ball high of the zone, and it's 1-2. Dustin Harris, 1-for-3 today. Singled in the first, lined out to center in the 5th, hitting a ball really hard, but right at Cade Marlowe. 1-2 toss on the way to Harris. Swing and a miss. Got him high and outside. Side comes to a close as Haber comes in. Strikes out the first batter he sees. Rough Riders still lead 2-1, though, as we go to the home half of the 7th. It's time to stretch on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the 7th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Grant Wolfram back out for his second inning of work in the bottom half of the 7th inning. Rough Riders clinging to a 2-run lead in Arkansas. Bottom third of the order, Jake Anchia, Patrick Frick, and Connor Hoover do up, though this is the same juncture of the order that produced the lone run tonight for Arkansas. And Chia led it off with a double and then came in to score on an RBI ground out. First pitch, high and outside, 1-1, no strikes. And Chia entered today hitting .220 on the year. He has been good in this series so far. 1-0, high and outside, 2 balls and no strikes. 2 hits, an RBI, a run scored. He's walked. Wolfram, the 2-0. Check swing, strike called, slider outside corner, 2-1. Really close ball games to start off this series. 11-inning victory, 3-1 last night for the Rough Riders, and now a one-run ball game into the bottom of the seventh. 2-1. Ground ball up the middle off of Wolfram's glove, backhanded by Foskey. Long throw to first, and Krim can't dig it out. Oh, would have been a highlight play. A low throw for Foskey onto first base. He's upset with himself. Krim, a tough in-between hop to try and pick. And it's an infield single for Jake Anchia. Man, that would have been a heck of a play. Foskey backhanding it in shallow center. And a long crossbody throw would have been in time, just a bit low. So Patrick Frick stands in now. He's 2-for-2 with two singles in the eighth spot in the order. 2-1, Rough Riders lead. Wolfram from the stretch. He pitches home. Swinging a foul left side, right to the top of the overhang, and it's 0-1. That hit the fifth for Arkansas. They're out hitting the Rough Riders 5-4. 0-1. High and inside. One ball, one strike. Offense has been hard to come by. Well, the Rough Riders and Travelers have left a combined 12 base runners on the base paths. Just scored three runs. 1-1. Breaking ball catches the outer edge for a strike, and it's 1-2. Love to see Grant Wolfram buckle down right here. Left-hander offers in. Fouled straight back. Still one ball and two strikes. Patrick Frick, not a guy who can hurt you. No home runs this year. The two singles speak for themselves. He's gotten his way aboard. Good crowd of north of 5,000 here in Arkansas. Haven't had much to cheer about. 1-2. Fouled away, right side. Still ball and two strikes. Really the only things they've had to cheer about, the RBI ground out back in the third, and a really nice double play turn in the fourth. Fly out to right field. Zach DeLoach threw out Jax Biggers trying to score from third. How different does this game look if that run scores? It's a two-run lead for the Rough Riders at this point. Instead, just one. 1-2. Line drive to right field, down for a hit. And Chia up to second, and the first two have reached here in the seventh. Second time in this ballgame that Arkansas can say that. The last time it happened, they scored their first run. It was back in the third inning. Connor Hoover now. Hoover 0-for-2. Head-to-head, Hoover has not had a good season against the Rough Riders in 12 games, hitting just 147 entering into this one against the Riders. One home run, though, was against Tim Brennan last month. First pitch. Takes down low and inside. One ball, no strikes. Hitting just 139 head-to-head against the Rough Riders this season, including the two ABs today. Well, Wolfram in a big spot with runners at first and second. Nobody out here in the seventh. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good slider away, and it's one ball and one strike. Sounds odd, but you'd rather have Wolfram allowing these two softly hit singles in the seventh than walking a couple guys. We've seen Wolfram, when he has his struggles, it's been his command. The pitch. Top of the zone, a strike, 1-2. Looks like he has his command right now. Just some softly hit balls against him finding green grass. 1-2 pitch. Slider, strike three called. Got him. Big strikeout of Connor Hoover, one away. First strikeout for Wolfram in this relief outing. And Jack Larson stands in now, and a chance for a double play to get you out of the inning. Big strikeout for Wolfram. Larson 0-for-3, but he had the RBI ground out back in the third. Pitch home. High, and it's 1-0. Larson 2-for-8 in this series. Offering in. Swing and a miss out in front of a slider. Bailing out. Swinging away at the lefty-lefty, and it's 1-1. Larson, one of the few guys who's had a ton of success against Frisco head-to-head this year. Larson hitting .320 against the Rough Riders in 13 games. 1-1. Fastball just outside, did not miss by much. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. 2-1 Frisco, bottom 7. 2 aboard, 1 out. Wolf from the 2-1 pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, 2-2. Outfield to pole for the left-handed batter. Infield to pole as well. Outfield playing very deep in addition to that. Kellen Strom out in center with a ton of room to cover. 2-2. Line drive the opposite way down the line and foul. That had trouble written all over it. 2 balls, 2 strikes. If that one falls, it definitely scores the tying run. Patrick Frick can really run from first base, but I don't think he scores on that. Instead, it's a strike. 2-2. The lights of downtown Little Rock illuminating across the Arkansas River to our right. As Wolfram delivers in the 2-2, high with a fastball, 3-2. Joe Rizzo waits on deck as Josh Smith starts to loosen in the Rough Riders' bullpen. Another left-hander. Big pitch, 3-2. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Huge strikeout for Grant Wolfram. His second, and there are two away.
Now batting number six,
Joe Rizzo makes his way to the plate. Two down here in the seventh. Two in scoring position. Two massive Ks for Wolfram. Got him with the slider. Having the left-left is huge. That's how he got Larson and Hoover. He now faces another left-hander in Joe Rizzo. Lefties are hitting just .143 this year against Wolfram. Righties .292. Both Anchia and Frick, right-handed batters who got hits off Wolfram. So facing lefty-lefty right here is massive. Joe Rizzo stands in, the former second-round selection of the Mariners back in 2016. He has really struggled against left-handed pitching this year, hitting just .274. Or I should say .214. The .274 mark is against righties. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A hit-me-if-you-can fastball. Blew it right by him, and it's 0-1. Rizzo singled in the first. He's 1-for-3. Runners at first and second. 2-1 Rough Riders, bottom 7. 2 outs. Wolfram issues in the 0-1. Misses away, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Time called. Ball got loose off the berm in left field. Dustin Harris picks it up, underhands it to a couple waiting fans. One ball and one strike on Rizzo. Best scoring chance for Arkansas since they had runners at first and second and 2 outs in the fourth. The pitch is fouled away off the end of the bat and the netting left side, and it's 1-2. Man, Rizzo was bailing out down the first baseline from the left-handed batter's box on that slider and just reached out and barely caught a piece. Really hard to hit if your first step is so far towards first base. Wind blowing in from right field to the pole side for Rizzo. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Grant Wolfram allows a couple singles and then whiffs the side and gets out of the seventh. No runs on two hits, no errors, and two left on base. Top eight coming up. Rough Riders look to tack on. They lead 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
The series of Texas baseball legends continues in 2022 at Riders Field on Wednesday, August 10th, as Bobby Witt Sr. comes to town. The father of current Royals infielder Bobby Witt Jr., Sr. played over 10 seasons with the Texas Rangers in his 16 years in the majors.
He did it. 4 strikeouts in an inning.
Tickets are sure to go fast. Get yours now at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Blaine Krim starts things off for the Rough Riders in the top of the eighth inning, leading 2-1. Rough Riders haven't scored since the fifth, trying to get some more action against this bullpen. Jake Haber still out there. First pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1, slider away. Haber came on in the seventh, got the final out, striking out Dustin Harris. Frisco, 2 runs on 4 hits tonight offensively. 0-1 pitch, way outside, all the way back to the backstop on a slider, 1-1. Some news out of Triple-A. Rough Riders starting pitcher at the beginning of the season, Cole Reagans, picks up his second victory in Triple-A. 6 shutout innings, 8 strikeouts for Cole. Awesome to see. Here's the stretch, 1-1. A line drive to right field that drops in for a hit. Krim tomahawks it to right. And he picks up his first single of the night. Leadoff base runner aboard here in the eighth inning as Krim extends his hitting streak to 6 games. Kellen Strom makes his way to the plate. He's 0-for-1 today, a walk and a hit by pitch. He's also stolen a bag. In from the right side, Riders leading 2-1. Cole Reagan's now a 3.62 ERA in AAA after the 6 shutout innings. Offering in, clips the outside corner, a called strike, 0-1. Chase Lee and Yeri Rodriguez, former Rough Riders, also contribute to a shutout victory, 2-0 for AAA Round Rock. Tyson Miller threw a scoreless inning in there as well. 0-1, breaking ball, swing and a miss, Strom out in front, 0-2. On the offensive side, a few former Rough Riders doing damage. Dio Adias, Sam Huff, and Andy Abanez all with multi-hit games. 0-2 pitch on the way to Strom. Way outside, and it's 1-2. Bubba Thompson with a hit. And J.P. Martinez making his AAA debut as well. He goes 0-for-3 with a walk. Great to see Martinez up in AAA. 1-2. Low and outside, 2-2. Rough Riders here in this ballgame in Arkansas lead 2-1. Good opportunity to add on after the leadoff single by Blaine Krim the opposite way to right. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Slider off the outside corner. Second strikeout for Haber. One away, and Jax Biggers makes his way to the plate. Biggers 0 for 1. He's walked twice tonight. RBI back in the first on a bases loaded walk. Krim takes his lead from first. Riders lead by one. And the pitch on the way. Pound low and inside. Biggers jumps rope to get over the top of it, and it's 1-0. I told you about AAA Round Rock winning 2-0. Let's take a look around the scoreboard to finish that off. High A, Hickory falls to Greensboro 7-6. Bunch of home runs in that ball game for Hickory. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. Biggers takes inside, 2-0. Christian and Noah goes yard, and Randy Florentino hits a home run as well. His second of the season. Here's the stretch. Pitch on the way. Ground ball chopped to the right side. Polkovich makes the play at second, spins, and throws under first to get him. Two down. Krim down to second on the play. Sandro Fabian climbs in for the Rough Riders. Frisco leads 2-1 and here in the top of the eighth inning with two outs and a runner in scoring position now. At the low A level, Carolina bests down east 3-1. That's despite a Marcus Smith home run. Fabian 1-for-3 with a double. That came back in the fourth. First pitch sits outside. One ball, no strikes. In terms of the Texas League scoreboard, two games have gone final already. 1-0 pitch on the way to Fabian. Outside. Two balls, no strikes. Springfield it takes down Northwest Arkansas 7-4. Back-to-back wins in that series for the Cardinals. Nick Raposo with a couple homers. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider away, 2-1. And Midland drops Amarillo as well in walk-off style. Couple runs in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Two-run walk-off homer by Jeremy Ironman. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Another slider away. 2-2 on Fabian. And three games in action, including ours in the Texas League. San Antonio leads 7-1 over Corpus. And Tulsa 10-4 over Wichita. Two-two on the way. Fabian takes outside and another slider. Three balls, two strikes. Wind surge trailing by six and in danger of snapping a seven-game winning streak. Time called. Fabian steps out. Ball can fly at Tulsa, though, so with that offense in Wichita, won't count him out quite yet. 3-2 pitch to Fabian. Foul back. Still three balls, two strikes. Krim at second base. Riders have one run in the first inning, one run in the fifth inning, their lone offense. Bases loaded walk for Jax Biggers in the first. And a run scoring on an error in the fifth. On the other side, an RBI ground out in the third for Arkansas. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Third strikeout for Haber. He goes to the slider low and away and strikes out Fabian. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left stranded. We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Rough Riders a 2-1 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for Back to School Night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet and greet.
Raven Boozer.
Garden Hoser.
Rulin Groder.
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Rough Riders turn back to their bullpen, and Josh Smith comes out. Smith replacing Grant Wolfram, left-hander for left-hander. Third pitcher used today by the Rough Riders, Jake Shiner, in to start things off. First pitch. Outside, one ball, no strikes. Shiner 0 for 2 today with a walk. Big spot for Smith. He's ready from the stretch, and the tall left-hander deals home. Ground ball through the left side for a base hit for Shiner. And that's how things start here in the eighth inning. A hard hit roller right in between Biggers and Ornelas at third and short, respectively. And Zach Deloach makes his way to the plate. Deloach 0 for 2 with a walk. Smith ready from the stretch. He fires. High and tight. One ball, no strikes. 6'5", 205. Smith, 25 years old. With the Rough Riders making his 10th appearance, he's 2-0 with a 4.50 ERA. 12 innings, 7 strikeouts to 6 walks. He delivers. Liner into center, hit well. Strom going back on it. He's under it, makes the catch. Able to track it down in that outfield that has a ton of room. And there's one out. You better be able to go get it if you're a center fielder here in this ballpark. The gaps are massive. 4.15 to left center. About 4.10 to right center. And 400 to dead center. Cade Marlowe now, 0 for 3. One out, 2-1 Rough Riders, bottom eight, runner at first. Smith ready from the stretch, he deals. Liner into left field. Harris back and towards the line. He reaches out and makes the catch. Nice play by Dustin Harris and a ball tailing away from him. And there are two outs here in the eighth. Caden Polkovich stands in. Smith coming off the worst outing of his season with the Rough Riders against Midland, allowing 4 runs, all earned on 6 hits over an inning of work. His ERA was 1.64 before that. It's ballooned to 4.50 now. First pitch home to Polkovich. He takes high. Fastball misses, one ball, no strikes. Polkovich, the switch hitter, 0 for 1 with a hit by pitch as a left-handed batter. Now 0 for 1 as a right-handed batter after facing Wolfram in the sixth. Smith, the 1-0, is a strike on the outside corner. 1-1. Left-hander ready from the stretch. Glove extended away from his body. Third base side of the rubber. 1-1. Outside with a fastball. Two balls, one strike. Rough Riders looking to win back-to-back ball games after dropping back-to-back contests on Saturday and Sunday last week before the All-Star break. 2-1 toss. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Fastball low. Shiner does not have great speed at first base. Riders clinging to their 2-1 advantage here in the bottom of the eighth. There has not been a run-scoring hit by either side in this game. 2-2 toss. High and outside. Fastball misses. 3-2. The three runs have come across in a bases-loaded walk, an error, and an RBI groundout. Smith readies. And the 3-2. High and outside. Ball four. Two aboard with two outs, and here's Jake Anchia, who's 2-for-3 with a double and a run scored today. Quick mound visit for Procession, the Riders' catcher. Jeff Andrews, the Riders' pitching coach, is not here. He's finishing up his All-Star break on vacation. He'll meet us in Springfield. If there was going to be a mound visit, it would be Jordan Teagues, the Rangers' pitching coordinator, who's in town. But Teagues is not out there right now. Jake Anchia in from the right side. 2-1 Rough Riders. Two aboard, two out. Big spot for Smith. Arkansas hasn't scored a run since the third inning. First pitch, fouled away back behind home, 0-1. This has been dominant pitching by the Rough Riders here to start this series, allowing one run last night in 11 innings, one run tonight through 7 2/3. Smith from the stretch. Left-hander looks back towards second, the 0-1. Chopper up the middle, tough play. Ornelas, the shortstop, waits on it. Has it thrown to first, just in time to get him. Huge play by Ornelas. Close play at first, but Anchia not able to beat it out. And Smith gets his way out of the eighth inning. Rough Riders still lead 2-1 as we head to the ninth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends, welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet-and-greet.
Breaking ball, strike three call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ben Anishko, the 25-year-old, takes over on the mound. Originally a native of Canada, he was drafted in the 24th round by the Mariners out of Stetson, and he makes his sixth appearance against the Rough Riders this season. Trey Hare, Jordan Procession, Jonathan Ornelas, 8-9-1 for the Rough Riders against him as he takes over for Jake Haber. Haber went an inning and a third, allowing just one base runner on a single, and he struck out three. Really strong work out of the bullpen by Blake Wyman and Jake Haber for Arkansas. And now it's Ben Onishko. Overall this season, making his 29th appearance, he's been good. 2-2 with a 3.21 ERA. Hare, the left-hander, against the left-hander on the hill. First pitch, a ground ball back up the middle, speared by Onishko. He spins, runs onto first, and underhands it in time for the out. One away, and here's Jordan Procession. Riders lead 2-1 here in the top of the ninth. Onishko is 1-0 with a 3 ERA in his five outings against the Rough Riders, allowing two runs over six innings, eight strikeouts, three walks. First pitch. Procession takes high and tight. One ball and no strikes. Rough Riders looking to win back-to-back close ball games. Here's the stretch again. And the 1-0 pitch. Upper edge, inside corner. Called strike, and we're even at 1-1. Frisco with an extra inning win last night. They would love an extra insurance run here in the ninth. The 1-0. Fastball, upper edge. A strike, 1-2. That would make things a little bit easier in the ninth inning when they'll more than likely turn to Mark Church. See if Josh Smith goes out for another inning, though. Pitch home. Procession takes a slider, top of the zone, strike three call. Two outs in the first, strikeout by Ben Onishko. Top of the order in Jonathan Ornelas. It's 2-1, Frisco leads. Well, Mark Church is loosening in the Riders' pen, so it'll probably be him. These are the only three guys available tonight out of the bullpen, so good effective use by Jared Getter. Ornelas, 1-for-4. First pitch. He shows bunt, pulls back, takes outside. One ball, no strikes. Ornelas, a base hit to left field to extend his hitting streak to 9 games back in the 7th. Left-hander ready from the stretch, and he issues in the 1-0. A bunt back behind home and foul. One ball and one strike. Trying to ignite a two-out rally. Rough Riders starting up the quasi-second half, though not necessarily halves of equal proportion, but post-All-Star break. We'll have a very busy month of August at home, and the Rough Riders will be home for 3 of the 4 weeks. Here's the stretch. 1-1. Just outside. Two balls, one strike. Very similar stretch starting right now for these Arkansas Travelers. Well, they'll be at home for a whole lot of action. 15 of their next 21 games will be played here. 2-1. Chopper, third base side and foul. 2-2. Ornelas motioning with his right hand, the swinging motion. Climbs back in for the right side. 2-2, two outs, bases clear. Riders lead by one here in the ninth. Pitch home. Away outside, all the way back to the backstop on a breaking ball that slipped way out of his hand and missed by about 15 feet outside. That's one of the furthest misses you'll ever see here at this level. Three balls and two strikes to the Rough Riders shortstop. Here she comes. Line drive up the middle. Up and over Polkovich at second into center. A broken bad base hit for Jonathan Ornelas up the middle. And it's his second hit today. Base runner for Justin Foscue now. Ornelas collects his team-high 36th multi-hit game this year. I'll take this time to let you know that you can enjoy our private hospitality and picnic areas for groups from 10 to 1,000. All packages include game tickets, private area, and food packages. There's limited availability for the rest of the season, so reserve your suite now at RidersBaseball.com. Here's the pitch home. Inside, one ball, no strikes, or call 972-334-1993. A lot of time for you to come on out in August. We hope to see you out here with your groups or with your families or individually. A lot of fun at Riders Baseball. 1-0 pitch on the way. Upper edge for a strike. A heater poured in there from Anishko, and it's 1-1. 0-3 day for Foskey with a walk. Fifth time through the Rough Riders order, even though Frisco has just banged out two runs. They have stranded at least one runner on the base pass in each of the last five innings. The 1-1 slips high of the zone. Two balls and one strike. And they have a base runner out there right now here in the ninth. Stranded at the bases, loaded in the first. Nothing in the second or third innings, and then one runner ever since in each frame. 2-1 pitch. Last foul. Out of play onto the concourse right side. Two balls, two strikes on Foskey. He struck out, popped down, and fly down. Stands back in from the right side. Here's the 2-2. In the air right side and foul again. Still 2-2. This is where you'd love to see Foskey tap into that power. Make it so it's not a one-run ball game. Two hits yesterday. A couple singles up the middle. Anishko ready from the stretch. The 2-2, runner goes, pitches high and away, throw to second, not in time, and into center field. It's backed up by Marlowe, though, the center fielder, and Ornelas stays put at second with his sixth swipe of the season. Three balls, two strikes on Foskey, and a runner in scoring position now for Frisco. Just as they did last night, going 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position. Rough Riders have struggled tonight in that same area, going 0-for-6. 3-2 on Foskey. Here's the left-hander's payoff pitch on the way. Line drive in a left center. That's down for a base hit. Ornelas around 30 comes in to score. Foskey hot-footing it to second. The throw in is not in time. RBI double, and the Rough Riders extend their lead to 3-1 here in the ninth. Big-time hit for Justin Foskey, his 21st double of the year. RBI number 39, and that's exactly the hit the Rough Riders needed. With two outs, Ornelas a single to center. Foskey rams a double into left center and picks up the run. Big stolen base as well by Ornelas. A runner at second for Dustin Harris, and Sean McGrath, the pitching coach, is going to go out and chat with Anishko. That is a massive run. No longer is it a one-run game. It's now 3-1. Same final score as we had last night. Justin Foskey coming up big. In the bottom of the ninth, it'll be 8-9-1. Due up for Arkansas against Mark Church, who will come in out of the bullpen more than likely. Dustin Harris climbs in for the Rough Riders. Runner at second. And the first pitch on the way. Breaking ball for a strike in the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Harris singled in the first. He's 1-for-4. Foskey takes his lead, and the 0-1 pitch on the way to Harris. Breaking ball slides him back off the plate. One ball and one strike. Left on left. Seven hits tonight for the Rough Riders, now matching the total for the Trabs. Frisco leads 3-1 here in the ninth. 1-1 pitch. High and inside. Two balls, one strike. And Ishko has had to throw a lot of pitches in this inning, 21. And that was after five pitches to the first two batters. He's gone full on Ornelas and Foscue, and now he's 2-1 on Harris. He shuttles home. High pop-up, left side. Tough play for Hoover going back to third baseman in fair territory. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close. But the Rough Riders get a huge run of insurance. One run on two hits, no errors, a runner left stranded. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning, and Mark Church out of the bullpen. Rough Riders leading 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Mark Church takes the hill for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the ninth inning. Frisco a 3-1 advantage and looking to win the second game of this three-game series and win the series as well. Church, the right-hander, comes at you with a deadly fastball-slider combination. And it has been good so far. Church has not seen a lot of action with the Rough Riders, but he has shown off in the limited time he has as the first pitch rides high and in to Patrick Frick. One ball, no strikes. Another high 90s fastball from Church. The 21-year-old, youngest on the roster, winds back in the 1-0. Inside, he hit him. Fastball inside. And he puts Patrick Frick aboard with a hit by pitch. O'Connor Hoover stands in now in the ninth spot. Fourth appearance for Church. He is not allowed a run over four innings, six strikeouts, one walk. It's his first hit batter. Hoover 0-3 tonight. Right-hander against the left-hander. Bottom nine. First pitch. Fastball ripped in the air to right field. Fabian coming on. He makes the shoestring catch. Boy, Hoover hit it hard, but right at Sandro Fabian. A line out to right field, and there's one away. Big first out. Three pitches in, one on, one away. And Jack Larson at the top of the card stands in. This is where you got to be careful. Larson 0-4 tonight, but he has hit really well against the Rough Riders this season. And then Joe Rizzo on deck has 17 homers this year. First pitch. Fastball in there for a strike in the outside corner, 0-1. Hard to argue which has been a good or better pitch this season, the fastball or the slider for Mark Church. They've both been amazing. 0-1. In the air, popped up left side of the infield. Ornelas, the shortstop, back in a shallow left. He makes the catch, 2 outs. Joe Rizzo, the last hope tonight for the Trabs. Riders won 3-1 last night. They lead 3-1 tonight. Rizzo 1-for-4 with a single back in the first inning. Runner at first. 2 outs. Church gets a new baseball. Offering in. Runner takes off for second. It's fouled away left side, 0-1. Frick is not being held on, so just taking the free base. Church looks in for his sign. The 0-1. Outside, and the count to 1-1. Rizzo has 4 home runs against the Rough Riders. Pitch home. Runner takes off. Swing and a miss and a slider down low and inside. 1-2. Arkansas down to their final strike as Procession goes out. And he's going to chat with his right-hander. Entire infield except for Blaine Krim at first base comes in. One and two on Joe Rizzo trying to figure out the right pitch to end this ball game. Everyone back to their positions. Church ready to go. He offers in. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Riders win. 3-1 the final as they take the first two games of this series by the same score of 3-1. And Tim Brennan comes away victorious in this ball game in his start, and the Rough Riders open up a commanding lead in this series. 9 losses in a row for Arkansas for the first time since 2011, and the Rough Riders aren't blinking an eye. We'll break it down to the postgame show when we come back. Rough Riders win this baby 3-1 in Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get 4 tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your 4 seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Strike 3 call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back inside Dickey Stevens Park. The Rough Riders win this baby 3-1. Back-to-back 3-1 wins for Frisco over Arkansas. And they did it with really strong pitching again. Three runs on seven hits and no errors for the Rough Riders. One run on seven hits and one error for the Travs tonight. Frisco stranded 9 of the base paths. Arkansas stranded 10. This game played 2 hours and 35 minutes in front of 5,192 here at Dickey Stevens Park. Tim Brennan the win. He goes to 3-3 on the season in his 5 innings, allowing just 1 run. He struck out 4 and walked 1. Stephen Kolick the loss. He goes to 4-9 on the year, 5 innings, allowing just 1 earned run, 2 runs total. And Mark Church picks up his first save at the AA level with an easy 9th inning, just 1 hit batter mixed in there. Well, Rough Riders victorious tonight 3-1. We'll tell you about what went on in the Texas League and also the affiliates along the Texas Rangers organization. And we will also set you up for tomorrow's pitching matchup for the series finale as the Rough Riders go for the 3-game sweep here in Arkansas. We'll come back, break it down for you after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Dickey Stevens Park. One final time tonight as the Rough Riders are victorious 3-1 over the Arkansas Travelers. Let's take a trip around the Texas League, get you updated on some scores. Springfield, they win 7-4 over Northwest Arkansas at Arvest Ballpark. We will see Springfield coming up here in just a couple of days on Tuesday. We will take a trip for the first time since 2019 to see Springfield. They've won back-to-back ball games, taking down Northwest Arkansas. Midland wins it 3-2 over Amarillo on a 2-run walk-off home run by Jeremy Ironman in the bottom half of the 9th inning as they continue to play really strong baseball. Tulsa snaps Wichita's 7-game winning streak with a 10-4 win over the Wind Surge at home. San Antonio's still going in the middle of the 7th inning at home in Nelson Wolf Stadium. It's 7-4 over the top of Corpus Christi in that ball game. As for the Texas Rangers affiliates, AAA Round Rock comes away with a 2-0 win over Las Vegas. Andy Ibanez homers, the former Rough Rider, providing the offense, and Cole Reagan's 6 shutout innings, 8 Ks in his start. Just dominating stuff for Cole Reagan's. High A Hickory, they fall to Greensboro 7-6. And low A down east, they fall to Carolina, the Mudcats. The Brewers affiliate 3-1 at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. The Big League Club, Rangers and Athletics tied at nothing-nothing in the top of the 6th inning in their ball game being played in Oakland. And so no score to report from the Coliseum. Rough Riders will finish up this series against the Travelers tomorrow with first pitch at 1:35. We have day baseball to finish off the series. It's going to be a toasty one here in Arkansas, and it should be a fantastic pitching matchup as well. Jack Leiter, the number one prospect in the Rangers organization, goes for the Rough Riders. 2-7 with a 6.30 ERA this year, and he faces off against Taylor Dollard, who is the best ERA in the Texas League. 8-2 with a 1.64 ERA this year. That's a pitching matchup made for the bright lights. It's going to be bright. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be really hot for day baseball in Arkansas. That's going to do it for us tonight. Once again, the Rough Riders win it 3-1, the final over the Travs. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible, for all of us with the Frisco Rough Riders and for our gracious hosts here in Arkansas. My name is Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow for the pregame show at 1:15. for a 1:35 first pitch time. Until then, though, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.